Okay, my name is Dr. Christian Northrup. I'm a board certified OBGYN physician trained at Dartmouth Medical School, Tufts New England Medical Center. I'm a former clinical professor of OBGYN at the University of Vermont College of Medicine. I'm the author of three New York Times bestselling books, including Women's Bodies, Women's Wisdom, The Wisdom of Menopause, and Goddesses Never Age. I've done 8 highly successful public television specials. I was on the Oprah Winfrey Show 10 different times, and all the numerous TV shows like Dr. Oz and Rachel Ray and NBC Nightly News and all of the rest of it, kind of straddling the world between holistic medicine and conventional OBGYN. And my entire career really has been about teaching women everything that can go right with their bodies and how to make that their experience.
This COVID vaccine, can you tell what we do know about it and what you, from your experience, fear for the people that may take it?
Yes, there's never been a vaccine like this. It's an RNA vaccine. It is what's called a transinfection. It will fundamentally change people's DNA. And what I don't like about it even more than the usual thing about the toxic metals that are in vaccines that make our bodies literally into an antenna with 5G. This one has the usual non-human DNA, like, you know, monkeys, maybe fetal cells, pigs, whatever. And so it begins to make us what's called chimers, C-H-I-M-E-R, introducing non-human DNA into our bodies. What is worse, though, is that there is a patent and work that they've done at MIT to make a dye, and the patent of the dye is called luciferase, and under a light, you'd be able to see who was vaccinated, who wasn't, and the deal is to store your biometric information, because this vaccine will have nanoparticles, nanocrystalline particles that are actually little robots. And they, like little antennas, and they will have the ability to take your biometric data, not only your vaccine record, but your breathing, your heart rate, your activities, sexual activities, drugs that you're taking, where you travel, all of that, and then take that data and store it in the cloud. What's even more concerning is that the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation on March 26, 2020, applied for a patent number 060606, to take that biometric data, give you a barcode, and connect each of us to cryptocurrency so that we would become literally slaves to the system. Like everything, it would be the end of privacy, the end of freedom, because who gets the data? Who uses the data? And what do they do with it? So this patent to connect the vaccinated to cryptocurrency, making all humans a commodity, is extremely concerning. And everyone should be concerned, given that this is a virus from which 99.9% of people recover. So I would ask, why do we need anything like this? Because it goes far beyond those pandemics of old, smallpox and so on. This is very different. The plan here is to vaccinate the entire world. And the narrative that we're being sold is things will not go back to normal until everyone is vaccinated.